When I last addressed this chapel assembly, I made frequent use of the prefix un, as we considered the marvelously unconditional and unfailing love of God for us in Christ. Before I let you go, however, this morning I thought I would shift gears a bit and change from a consideration of UN to UP. Up. It's not much of a word, actually, consisting of only two letters. It sounds a bit abrupt, actually, when it's even spoken. And yet, it is a real treasure when used in the context of one's state of mind. Is up a word that you would feel comfortable using to describe your situation today, your perspective, your feelings today? If not, is that a word that you would like to be able to use today in describing yourself? The opposite of being up, of course, is being down. And we all know what that's like. We all know how easily we can be tripped up emotionally and find ourselves slipping from feeling up to feeling down. Turns out that if and when one of us feels down, we're not alone. The Lord used certain portions of Scripture to reveal that other believers have also felt the same way at times. One such person was the writer of Psalm 42. In verses of that psalm, we hear expression given to the sad state of affairs. He laments, "My tears have been my food day and night." And he added how, "My soul is downcast within me." He's someone who felt pain and sadness very deeply. "My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me." And not just once, but twice in the span of just 11 verses in this psalm, he expresses his dismay, saying, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" The Holy Spirit reveals that this feeling of being somewhat down is not unknown to the children of God. But of course, he doesn't leave it there. Being the God of grace that he is, he reveals, even in the course of a psalm which might be called a psalm of lamentation, very helpful ways to deal with that particular situation. This past June, I was made aware of a series of meditations that have been written by Pastor Mark Weiss, who is currently serving a congregation in Florida, a series which he has entitled After Word. And he is one who considered this psalm and saw that within this psalm, which does speak so much about being downcast, the Lord's own remedy for feeling that way. And he highlights the word up, seeing it as a part of a combination of words which will be very useful to us if we ever find ourselves in that situation. He says this, "The writer of Psalm 42 was depressed. He couldn't sleep or eat. He felt overwhelmed and isolated. He experienced severe mood changes. One minute he was jubilant and the next despondent. He praised, then pleaded. He lauded God's faithfulness, then accused God of forgetfulness. Yet amid his pain, he understood the way up out of his depression." So on the basis of this psalm, he saw some things and said, "Keep these things in mind. And perhaps as I go through these, you can anticipate what might be coming next." When feeling down, he observed in this psalm, look up. When feeling down, the psalmist looked up to God. "Put your hope in God," he told himself twice. We should tell ourselves the same in our moments of despair. Why is this so important? When depressed, our tendency is to look down instead of up, inward instead of outward. The more we look down, the more downward looking we are. It's a vicious cycle. That is why the psalmist directed himself and us to look up to God, to the living God, Psalm 42:2. Not to money, philosophy, affairs, illegal drugs, alcohol. These quote-unquote remedies do not cure depression. They feed it. God is the only source of all hope, all power, and all encouragement. As Paul wrote, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. When feeling down, speak up. When feeling down, the psalmist prayed, I pour out my soul, he said in Psalm 42:4. In like manner, when we're depressed, we shouldn't keep the problem to ourselves. This merely increases the pain and isolation. Instead, we should speak up to God. For in giving our depression to Him, we experience that transcendent peace that only comes from presenting our needs to God. Paul wrote in Philippians, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, we may say, but I've prayed and prayed, and I'm still depressed. God hasn't answered me. But are we truly listening? And even if the Almighty hasn't answered yet, He will. This is His promise. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Don't view prayer as merely therapeutic. View it as it truly is, powerful and effective. When feeling down, read up. When feeling down, the psalmist undoubtedly read up on Scripture. The author of Psalm 130, another psalm about depression, wrote, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I put my hope, Psalm 130, verse 5. Depression is often the result of how we think others see us or how we see ourselves. I'm unattractive, undesirable, unwanted, and unloved. At all such times, it is vital that we realize how God sees us through Jesus Christ. He sees us as redeemed, restored, and forgiven, as born again and adopted into His family, as privileged to call Him Abba, Aramaic for daddy. And if God adopted us, then God wanted us. As we read the Scriptures, the reality of how God sees us will overcome the way we see ourselves. When feeling down, get up. When feeling down, the psalmist desperately wanted to go to church. When can I go and meet with God, he asked in Psalm 42:2. And in verse 4, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. When depressed, we too need to get up and go to church. There we will hear the saving word of God and feel the love and support of fellow Christians. Staying away only feeds our depression instead of feeding our faith. Conversely, when we look up to God, speak up in prayer, read up on Scripture, and get up and out to public worship, we should have every expectation that God will lift us out of our depression. We too should say with the psalmist, For I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. And if I may be so bold to add yet another in that situation, lift up. Lift up your voice in praise and thanksgiving for all that our gracious God has done. The book of Psalms, as you know, is replete with such directives to come into His presence with singing, make a joyful noise to the Lord, give Him thanks, sing, sing, sing. The entire book of Psalms culminating in that wonderful directive, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. How gracious that God gives the biblically based way to move from down back up to us, up, graciously in Christ, encouraging us to come to Him and to find in Him all that is needed to be up yet again. We do lift up our voices this morning in the form of hymn 742, the first two stanzas, 742, stanzas 1 and 2.